From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. forces in Baghdad are shifting into position to coordinate all forces in Iraq against the self-proclaimed Islamic State, while U.S.-led airstrikes continue against ISIS targets in neighboring Syria. At a Pentagon briefing today, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel acknowledged Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is benefiting somewhat from the U.S. strikes, but he says,
"It's in our interest not to have an unstable Middle East, not to have countries end up, unfortunately, like some where Libya is in an almost ungovernable state."
And Hagel says it is still U.S. policy to support Assad's removal from power. The White House is leaving it up to Maine to decide whether quarantine should be imposed on healthcare workers who've recently cared for Ebola patients in West Africa. Casey Hickox is fighting a state-imposed quarantine, saying she's tested negative for Ebola. Maine Public Radio's Patty White is outside Hickox's house.
About two dozen media cars are parked lining the street outside of her house. Actually, a CDC health worker just showed up, went into the house, was there for just a few minutes, came back out. State police got out of their car just to kind of make sure that, I think, media didn't encroach on the house.
Patty White reporting Hickox left the house this morning for a bike ride in defiance of the state's request. Meanwhile, several countries are imposing various restrictions on foreigners arriving from one of the nations at the center of West Africa's Ebola outbreak. North Korea has taken it a step further. Any foreigner, no matter their nationality, will be placed in isolation for 21 days. There have been no reported cases of Ebola in North Korea. An investigation is underway into a plane crash in Wichita, Kansas. NPR's David Shaper reports a small aircraft slammed into Mid-Continent Airport, killing at least four people and injuring five others. Several people are still missing.
The small Beechcraft twin-engine plane reported trouble shortly after taking off and tried to return to the airport when authorities say it lost power and crashed into the building. Wichita Fire Chief Ronald Blackwell.
It appears the aircraft struck the top of the building, catching the building on fire, and would have caused some fire to be inside the building.
Blackwell describes that fire as horrific, with flames shooting high into the air and plumes of black smoke that could be seen from miles away. Fire officials had to suspend search and rescue efforts when a portion of the building collapsed. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate to determine what caused the plane to crash. David Shaper, NPR News.
The U.S. economy has extended solid gains into another quarter. The Commerce Department found that from July to September, the gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 3.5%, driven by increases in export sales, business investment, and the most military spending in 5 years. Before the close, Dow is up 222 points, more than 1% at 17,196. This is NPR News. In a rare move today, Israeli police temporarily closed the most hotly contested holy site in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the Temple Mount, also called the Holy Sanctuary. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem. This came after a double shooting and weeks of rising tensions.
Jews treasure the Temple Mount as the site of two destroyed ancient temples. Muslims believe it is the spot their Prophet Muhammad began a visit to heaven. Late Wednesday, a Palestinian shot and wounded an Israeli Jewish activist who wants more rights for Jews when they visit the Temple Mount. Israeli police shot and killed the Palestinian soon after. Today, Israeli police helicopters circled almost constantly above Palestinian neighborhoods near the Temple Mount. On the ground, Palestinians threw rocks at soldiers who shot rubber bullets and tear gas. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Residents of a rural town on Hawaii's Big Island are packing up, preparing to leave as they watch molten lava slowly flow ever closer to dozens of homes and other structures. Pahoa has been bracing for this since the lava from Kilauea volcano began heading toward the town in June. Hawaii Public Radio's Molly Solomon says National Guard troops are offering support.
As of this morning, 83 members of the National Guard are being deployed to Pahoa to help support the Hawaii County Police and Civil Defense, mainly in providing information to the community and additional security if need be.
Molly Solomon reporting. Before the close, Dow is up more than 1% at 17,195. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.